listening to the Save the Marriage podcast. Your marriage can be saved and strengthened if you have the right information. Join Dr. Lee Baucom as he explores ways for you to improve your relationship and your life, starting right now.
They were both sitting in my office, and as they started talking, I noticed that every time they began, they did a comparison. Each one would talk about what they had put in more, and then they would start arguing about who was carrying the weight. Then they started arguing about who was right, and pretty soon they were oppositional. And I remember this because in the middle of all of the struggle, I finally looked at them and I said, "You do know you're on the same team, right?" And they kind of stared at me like, "What did I mean by that?" I said, no, I mean, you're both trying to get to the same place, right? I mean, you're both see yourself as being on the same team, right? Because right now, it seems like you see each other on the opposite team, as if you're opposed to each other. I kind of feel like somehow you two are locked in combat against each other rather than kind of locked together against the world. We sat in silence for a good while. They began to talk about how this has always been the case for them. And I told them that was why they were always finding difficulties. And what I've realized is that for many couples, this is their standard operating procedure. This is the system they have in place, that they see their spouse not as with them, but against them, not as on the team, but the oppositional team. They see their spouse as opposed to them. That creates all kinds of dynamics within the relationship that begin to destroy the relationship because they don't know one thing. And this is the secret I've been talking about for years. This is the secret of marriage. This is the secret of fixing a marriage. This is the secret of having a successful marriage. And it's a secret that's completely out in the open. It's just that people miss it. The secret is that the goal of marriage is being a we. And so part of being a we is recognizing you're on the same team. Sometimes, if no other metaphor fits for that, being on the same team fits for people. A lot of people have been in sports before, and so they know what it's like to be on the same team with somebody, even if you don't necessarily agree with what that person is doing. You remember in school where that one player who just, you know, it was as if they felt like the whole team was about them? Well, sometimes that's what happens in marriage too, that even if a couple is trying to make it to the team, they keep thinking it's about them rather than about winning. So when I talk about being a we, I want to take it beyond it about being the two people. Because really, in any successful sporting team, isn't that's the success of the team? It's that you bring in the players who bring in their best to work together to cooperate with one common goal, to win the game. To cooperate enough to win the game. So if you're doing that, that changes the whole process. Have you ever watched a team where it was as if the players were against each other? I coached some young kids' teams when my son was younger, and I remember watching as sometimes one team player would refuse to throw the ball to one of his teammates who was wide open. Why? Because he wanted to make the shot, or he wanted his friend to make the shot. They weren't even able to cooperate for the bigger goal, which is part of what happens when we grow up into marriage. We're still forgetting that we've got that one goal of winning at life, winning at family, winning as a couple, winning as a team, making our most successful life possible together. That's the goal of being a we. That's what gets lost. So let me pose the same question I posed to that couple to you. Do you know you're on the same team? I mean, you do know that, right? You're on the same team. Let's talk a little bit about the path of how couples get to the place where they're in trouble. We all start as you and me. In fact, we all start as me's. I'm walking around the world, just me. And I notice somebody across the way, you. And you seem a little bit interesting. So I introduce myself. Me and you, we start talking. Me and you, we decide to go out on a date. Me and you, we start building a relationship. But it's me and you. And I speak of this with quite a few years of experience in being married and a couple of years of experience of dating my now wife at that point. I remember that. You remember that beginning point where you have that interest, but you're still a me and you. I mean, she could go do her own thing, and I knew it, and I could do my own thing, and she knew it. And, you know, there's always that possibility that you could choose to date somebody else or choose to not date anyone or whatever you wanted in life at that point, because it's me and you, two people with individual lives. And yes, our lives might begin to coordinate together a little bit. So we make time for each other. We make time for connecting with each other, but we still have our separate lives. We still have our own responsibilities. I'm responsible for my life, for my finances, for my well-being. And I expected that my wife was doing the same on her own while she was single. But then there came that time when we wanted to move beyond just me and you kind of having our own separate lives to joining that together. And that's what happens in a marriage. Very simply, you go into whatever service it was where you got married, whether it's a church service or, you know, an outdoor service or a destination wedding or just in front of the justice of the peace. You start out as me and you. And you go into a ceremony where you promise that you'll protect your relationship, that you'll stay together regardless of the days. And see, that's joining the team. You're saying, I'm stepping onto a new team where you've got my back and I've got your back. And even if it's a good day or a bad day, we're together. Even if we're rich or poor, we're together. Even if one of us is sick or healthy, we're together through this. That's the pledge. And then there's the other pledge, forsaking all others, keeping all of the other relationships as secondary to this one, keeping this relationship safe, keeping ourselves now on the team. And then you leave that service and nobody tells you that you've got to make the next step to step into that being a we, to see that we're in this together. We're a team. Legally speaking, when you get married, you become another entity. You become a new family, a new being. You know, that's the thing. When you file taxes jointly, they see you as a unit. It's the same kind of thing that happens if you're in business and you incorporate. You create a mythical reality, another entity, that the more you treat it that way, the more it becomes real, the more it becomes concrete. That's the same thing as what's going on in a marriage. The problem is a lot of couples don't ever cross to we. They keep trying to operate as you and me. And the problem with that is with two people in such intimate proximity to each other, if they can't make the leap to thinking of it as we, they shift over to not you and me, but you versus me. Then they don't see each other as being on the same team. They see each other as oppositional to each other. How do I know that? Because I can see it in the struggles. Have you ever noticed how many couples are struggling for power? One of them wants the power. One of them wants the control. Usually that comes because they feel like they don't have the power. They don't have the control. And so both people are trying desperately to get what they don't feel like they have. Ironically, the other person feels like the other person has it. Each person is viewing the other person as having more power, having more control, and they're trying to get their fair share. And so the difference is the struggle for power and control versus working towards connection and separation. One is about struggle, and the other is cooperation. One is about power and control, and the other is about connection. You're working towards that as a we. Now, let me just be very honest that there are going to be lifetime opportunities for practicing we. You don't start out perfectly when you get married, but you might want to start moving in that direction when you get married. Otherwise, the shift will happen to a versus, to an oppositional approach. Even people who have been married for decades find that there are places where they're not quite a we yet. They have to work on that. They have to step into it as new things happen, as transitions happen. Couples might do pretty well cooperating with each other until the kids come along, and then it begins to show the cracks where they haven't made it there. Or until there are financial issues that come along, and then the cracks show there. Or until there are health issues, and the cracks start showing there. The difference is whether you see yourself as being on the same team or playing against the other team. Having two teams in the same house playing against each other can be such a damaging prospect for a relationship. Think about how this infiltrates all areas of your life. For instance, money. A lot of couples talk about my money, your money. They talk about what I'm spending of my money out of my paycheck, and the others talking about what they want to spend out of their money, their paycheck, or they want some of their own money. There's a term that psychologists who specialize in economics call that. It's called mental accounting. Mental accounting, meaning it happens in our head, not in reality, because a household has resources coming in and resources going out. Any way you subdivide it is fictional. Mental accounting means that we draw these different lines in there that don't really exist. So my money and your money, if you're living in the same household, it's our money anyway. In reality, we have to kind of force it to be your money, my money. It's not a matter of who earns the money. It's the fact that there's a resource coming into a household and resources going out of a household to support it. Anything else? It's all about how we're processing it internally. So why do people process it differently? It's about power and control. It's about getting my fair share. And whenever we're playing my fair share, we're not playing us. How do we stand together? So money is one of the places you can begin to see the struggles. When couples are struggling about money, it's because they're struggling from a place of me versus you, not our resource. How can we use the resource? You notice it has nothing to do with how much of the resource you have. It's the fact that you see it as our resource that we need to cooperate together. We need to play together in this. If you go on a team, there might be an all-star player that is pulling in the big checks, but it's for the team that that person is on the team, right? It's for the win. The ultimate goal is still the win, not who's got the resources, but how do we share those resources? How do we bring it all together? How about parenting? If you ever watch couples struggle, are you struggling yourself with parenting? Many times it's because each person believes that my way is the right way, rather than recognizing that we have different styles of parenting. That's the nature of parenting, and it's okay to have different styles. The question is how we cooperate to make sure that our kids end up where they need to be. See, the end goal is different than the moment-by-moment parenting. Most parents, when I talk to them, want their kids to grow up to be successful, honest, loving people. People who integrate into the community, who have a loving family, who are successful in whatever way that means for that child. That's what parents want. And then the parents start doing struggles with each other, not about the overall goal, but the moment-by-moment questions about how to get there. No two people put together are going to parent the same way, and that's okay. The problem is when one says, it's got to be my way, and the other probably is saying, it's got to be my way, and they lock into a struggle over who's right, not the goal. Remember, the ultimate goal is winning. That's what teams do. They work to win. Or how about around sex, right? If it's a you versus me, it's talking about what I get versus what we share. So many arguments between couples ends up being what I get to control, what power I have, what power I want, how things happen, rather than how can we share. How can we use this as a connection time? How can we see this as us being as connected as we possibly could be? The shift comes from learning to be oppositional to a team, and it's transformational. Every successful couple has to make that transformation, has to be able to see that they're on the same team. Now, we grow up as me's. That's how all of us come into the world. Me. I want to worry about me. And that's what makes marriage transformational, because we go from me to we. We step into a new relationship with ourselves and with our own self-understanding. It challenges us to grow, to be able to say we're on the same team cooperating together. But what happens when that happens? You become partners. Teammates are partners on the way to winning. Not oppositional on the way to getting power or control. So we can win this together when we join together. We have each other's backs. Now, I want you to just think for a moment. If you're in a struggling relationship, what would it feel like if you felt like your spouse was always on your side? That's the goal. Not always in agreement, but always on your side. I don't look for couples to agree with each other as much as I look for couples to support each other, to be able to understand each other. And that's an amazing shift. You see, a lot of times couples get to the place where they feel like they have to see things just alike, that they can't just understand each other, that there has to be total agreement on perspectives. But in a team, there can be different styles and approaches. The question is how you bring those styles and approaches together to support each other, to validate that you're both working towards that same goal of winning at life together, of knowing that you both have each other's backs, even with your differences of viewpoints. That's what helps. It's not just because you have different viewpoints. That's what brings it in, right? Sometimes people say, well, in spite of the different ways we see the world, and I would say because of the different ways you see the world, you bring more power to your relationship. But what if you both knew that you had each other's backs? Well, one of the things that comes out of that is what happens in tough times. I guarantee there will be tough times. And one of the tales I hear very often is how when things got tough, the couples pulled apart. They tried to stand on their own. They tried to do the grief themselves. They tried to do the tough stuff themselves. A we is about being able to walk through the tough times together. Many times couples will come in and say, well, you know, we kind of fell apart because we had this situation. And my response was, that situation gave you the opportunity to stand together. You can stand together in those tough moments because you've committed to being on the team. If we take those vows seriously, we're saying we are here for the rest of our lives to win, to move forward together. That's why we join together. Now, this is so transformational that I've seen marriages on the verge of divorce that when they simply understood that they had been fighting as oppositional rather than fighting as being on the same team, that it turned everything around. They suddenly understood what the struggle was about, and that might be the same for you. If you're not sure how to get to we, that's what I've been working to help couples do for 3 decades now. That's why I created the Save the Marriage system. That's the whole purpose of that, to help people understand how you go from the oppositional to the together, to the team, to having each other's back. How to go from playing against each other to playing with each other with the common goal of getting through life. If that's something you would like to move towards, I would love it if you would grab my system. It's designed to help you move in that direction. We've even got coaching to help you step in that direction. The starting point is the Save the Marriage system, and you can find that at savethemarriage.com, savethemarriage.com. We would love to help you. I hope either way, even if you don't use the system, that you understand that you have to go from being oppositional, playing against each other, to together, being on the same team. This is Lee Balcom wishing you the best as you work to save your marriage.
You've been listening to Save the Marriage podcast. For more information and help, please visit us at savethemarriage.com.